Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. We left off by the two dots on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, around 7-8 lines up at the bottom of the page. The Gemara is going to discuss how he mentioned the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol did a Shechita and he was Kartsu by, that's Lashon the Mishnah, of the Karban Tamid. He was Kartsu into the Karban Tamid and then he gave it over to another Kohen to kind of finish, whatever that means to be Merik, and then the Kohen Gadol again did the Kabbalah, and it's actually the reason why he gave it to another Kohen Gadol to finish, is because he all the Avodah Seyam is done with the Kohen Gadol, and therefore he had to perform the Kabbalah, therefore he didn't finish. Gemara wants to understand what does it exactly does it mean, Kartsuba, and what does it mean, what's going on, why was he splitting up this seemingly splitting up the Shechita. The Gemara will then go on to, just to give a roadmap of the daf, the Gemara is going on to the famous memory, we touched on it earlier in the Masechta, but the famous memory of Abaya was Masader. Abaya gave a Seder to the Maracha, the order of the day. I want to go through that. Those who say Karbanis, say it in Karbanis every morning. We're going to go through that order. That's going to be the bulk of today's daf. Okay, so again, we're two dots. Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Says the Gemara, towards the bottom of the page. Hevile as the Tamid Kartze. My Kartze. What does it mean, Kartze? What does it mean that the Kohen Gadol bore the Tamid? Karban Tamid and Kartzu. He did a Kartze to it. Amar Ula, Lishna de Katalu. Kartze means Lashon of killing. And the Mishnah means the Kohen Gadol shechted the Tamid. It's actually what it means, that means literally he shechted it. Amar Nachmitzel, my crow. What's the Pasuk that Ula is saying Kartze means to shech, to kill? Where's their Pasuk where the word Kartze means killing? Says the Gemara. Egla Yafa Pia Mitzrayim Keretz Misafa Baba. Even though Mitzrayim is considered like a very, the Lashon Beis is considered a very fair young calf. However, there's a keretz coming from the north. Meaning there's going to be tumult, and we'll see in a second death coming from the north. My mashma. What does it mean? Has it support Ula's interpretation that Kurtzah means death? Kim the Metagim Rebesif. Like Rebesif was Metagim the Pasuk Malka. On this Pasuk, Rebesif said a Targum as follows. Malki Yohav Mitzrayim was taka a fear kingdom. Amim and Ketaylim Mitzpani Asalei. But a murderous nation is coming from the north. We see clearly he's teaching that what it means is there's going to be a tumult coming from the north. A keretz, it means murder. A murderous nation coming from the north. We see again this idea that keretz means killing, keretz means murder. By the way, Rabbi Yosef often in Shas, you find the Lashon Kitim Targum Rabbi Yosef. Like Rabbi Yosef was Targum. So first you point that out very kishmak that Rabbi Yosef unfortunately was blind. Rabbi Yosef was blind, which means he couldn't read things. He couldn't read things in a ksav because he couldn't see. We know Torah Shev Ksav, he had to rush Lamer Balpeh. Psukim and the Torah are not allowed to be spoken out Balpeh outside. So either you can go partial Psukim or you just can't quote it at all. Rabbi Yosef was blind, would often resort to quoting Targum instead of the Pasuk because he could never read it inside. So therefore he was saying it always Balpeh outside, and therefore more often he would quote Targum. Therefore he was more well versed in Targum in general than the average Gadol. That's why he's quoted often Kimitim Targum Rebesiv. Okay, says Makirtzav Bamat Makama. How much of the pipes does the Kohen Gadol shecht to be considered this kurtza of the tamid? Amar Ula Brave Shnayim. Ula says Brave Shnayim. Bechinam Rebeichanan Brave Shnayim. Ula says he shecht Brave Shnayim. Rebeichan says he also shechted Brave Shnayim. Va'afresh Lakish. Savar Rav Shnayim. Rav Shlakish also agrees that the Kohen Gadol shechted the Tamid Yom Kippur by shechting Rav Shnayim. The Amrei Shlakish, Rav Shlakish is taught as follows. Once we learned that cutting Rav of the pipe is like cutting the entire pipe, Lama Shininu, so why did the Mishnah teach again? And in the same Mishnah, it seems to be redundant. The Mishnah teaches Rav Echa Ba'if Rav Shnayim Be'ema, that you need Rav of one simon by a bird, by a bird, the Shechita of one simon is enough. By a Be'ema, you need two simonim. So you need Rav of one by a bird, Rav of two by a Be'ema. You already told me Rav is because Rubis Kekulai. Once you told me by Lagab Shechita that Rubis Kekulai, Rav of a simon is like a full simon, so why spell out for me that Rav by a simon Echa by a bird is, and Rav by two simonim by an animal is sufficient? You already said it. Says Rav Shlakish, he finishes the thought. Because they taught an hour Mishnah, they brought the Kohen Gadol Tamid Kurtza Merik Achar Shechita Al Yaday. The Kohen Gadol did the Kurtza, he slit the throat, but another Kohen completed Al Yaday. Another Kohen completed it. Viki Basam Vizarkay, and then the Kohen Gadol went back and he did Kabbalah to the Dam and he did Zrika. So because of our Mishnah in Yuma, Yachal, I would have thought, Le Merik Ye Pasal, I would have thought that if another Kohen doesn't complete the Shechita, if a second Kohen doesn't come by and complete the Shechita, that somehow is being a psal. And therefore, before we The Gemara is going to interject with a question, but just to figure out where the Gemara was going. Therefore, that mission over there was stressing that once you did Rav, you have a Shechita. So the mission says it once, and then it says, Rav of Semenecha by a bird, or Rav of Shechita by a behemoth is enough. And don't make a mistake and say in Yuma that if you don't have a second Kayan, come and be Merik and do whatever Merik is, finishing the Shechita, we'll see in a second. If you don't have a Kayan, a second Kayan, come and do it, the Shechita is possible. No, because the Shechita is already complete with the Rav. Ask the Gemara before the Gemara got a chance to even finish up this thought that would bring for Rish Lakish. Does a Havamina, the second Kayan's Avaid is requisite, then it comes out you're not doing all the Avaid of the day by the Kayan Gadol. Yachol, Le Merik Yepasol. You tell me there's a Havamina that if the second Kayan doesn't come to Merik, doesn't complete the Shechita, it would be Pasol. In fact, Gemara, Im Kayan have the Avaid of Echad. Ba'acher, it's avoid with someone else other than the Kayan Gadol. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, kol avoid does Yom Kippurim, and shares al avoid. All avoid Yom Kippur only kosher with the Kayan Gadol. Now the truth is, we discussed that could be only the avoid of Yom Kippur, only the avoid unique to Yom Kippur. Machlokes Rishonim, Amar Teis Rambam, that only the avoid unique to Yom Kippur require Kayan Gadol. Avoid are unique to Yom Kippur, even though it happened to be taking place on Yom Kippur, do not necessarily need Kayan Gadol. Tamid took place every day, so there could have been a thought that you don't need a Kayan Gadol, but our Gemara is going clearly with the Braisa that all the Avodah Siyam, including the Tamid, are done by the Kayan Gadol. And if it's done by the Kayan Gadol, so you're telling me that the Kayan that finishes the Shechita Merik is requisite, but if he's requisite, that means it's a non-Kayan Gadol performing some of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. That can't be. So that can't be. The Pshat Gemara says you're right. Yachal, the half meaning that would be that you need the second Kayan to do the Merik was not that it'd be possible without it. It's certainly not on the Derais level. Says the Gemara, Hachkamar, Yachye Pasam Adrabanan. I would think that perhaps potentially it's possible to draw banan. Lekach sheninu. Therefore, the Mishnah Yisera repeated back in Chulin, that Mishnah Chulin, which discusses what he needs for Shechita, the Mishnah Yisera repeated, Rav Echabay for Rav Shnayim Bebema is enough. Rav Echabay and Rav Shnayim Bebema is enough for the Iker Shechita, Sai Deraisa, and even the draw banan. It's enough. And therefore, you don't have to worry about this other kind being Merrick. After the Gemara, the ice cream. So obviously, if your mamish don't need this kind to be Merrick, so why is he Merrick? There's not even a psul darbanan if you're not Merrick. Once the kind gadol shechted rave of two simanim, there's not even a obligation rabbinically to do the Merrick. So why talk as you do it? Lovely the Merrick. Why are you doing Merrick? Why do you need another kind to completely sever, to finish up the shechit of the kind gadol? Mitzvah the Merrick. It's a mitzvah Merrick. Rashi explains that by being Merrick, the dam will pour out more freely. So the merger says it's a mitzvah to Merik. It's not an obligation, but it's a mitzvah. And again, Rashi explains because it helps the dam come out more freely. So we're coming out that the Iker Shechita to Semanim, Rav to Semanim, is being done by the Kayan Gadol. And when we say Iker Shechita, we mean sign of the rice level, sign of the Rabbanah level. The Shechita was completed by the Kayan Gadol. The Kayan Acher came and did Merik to completely sever the head, to take it off totally. Why? Because the blood comes out more freely, and when the Kayan Gadol does Kabbalah, more dam will come out more freely. That's a mitzvah b'alma. It's not even a chiv d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah b'alma. That's just a couple points on this. First of all, more of a side point. The Ramah in Siman Reish Samach Vav has a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes that by Bris Mila on Shabbos, one person should do the entire Mila. Shouldn't split up the Mila, the Fria, the Frima, the cutting. It should be done by one person, because really all the different parts of the Mila are a Chavala. Chavala and Shabbos is Aser, but the mitzvah of Mila is Shabbos. But if you're going to split it up, no one person is getting is doing the whole act of the Mila, that'd be problematic. Each person will be doing a partial mitzvah with the full Isser of Chavallah and a partial mitzvah. That's a problem, and therefore you should not split up the Mila on Shabbos morning. That is the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Asked the Ramah by Avodas, which are also, some of the Avodas are Chil Shabbos, the Deich Shabbos, is it seems to be okay to separate by Avodas. As I forget our mother, our mom himself answers that Enachnami, that you only split up whatever each Kayin does separately is considered its own Avodah. They're all considered complete avodas, since each component that the Kayan does separately is considered complete avodah. That wouldn't be an issue of Kayanim doing different avodas. Meaning he's splitting it up, you're not getting a full avodah, and you're still being Deicha Shabbos. No, not a problem, because each one's doing a full avodah. Ask the Beis Shmuel. This is not the classic Beis Shmuel on Eben Ezra. This is over here in Yerdea. There's a different sefer Beis Shmuel. He asked, one second, what about our Gemara? In our Gemara, we're talking just about Shechita. We're not talking about Avodas. We're talking just about Shechita. We're saying Kayan Gadol does Rav Shnayim, and then the second Kayan comes to help out do the rest. An hour to cut off the rest of the animals, to sever the rest of the animal's neck. In our Gemara, clearly you're talking about one Avodah. You can't say each Kayan that does an act is doing a full Avodah, and therefore it's not a problem. In our Gemara, it's clearly one Avodah of Shechita, and we're still splitting it. L'chaira, we should have back the Ramah's question that just like you could split it, it's not a problem because they're all engaged in Avodah. Deicha Shabbos, Deicha over here, it's Yom Kippur also. So too, Mila, as long as they're all engaged, it should be fine, and it shouldn't be a problem splitting it. Answers the Beis Shmuel based on a Michas Chinuch. What's the issue? The issue of it is Chavala. Michas Chinuch speaks out that once you shecht an animal, rave rave shnayim, rave of two simanim, the animal is halachically dead. From a kosher, kashrus perspective, there would be no din eivir minachai. There's only eivir minachai because it's halachically shich hashavdin. Even that's actually one of the classic. We just touched on this earlier a couple days ago about the machlekes Yosef and the brothers. We referenced the Mishnah Melech, the famous Mishnah Melech, whether or not with precious rachem, whether or not the avis had a din of ben noyach or a din of a yid. One of the classic differences that's brought down. And this actually brought down the explanation. We know the brothers and Yosef brought dibasam ra levim. One of the things Yosef brought back to the father was to Yaakov that they were eating eivir minachai. Unbelievable. Eivir minachai. What's the pshat? The explanation they give is that when you shecht an animal and it's jumping around still, you shecht it for silba fachesis, which pops around, could be for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is. So at that moment, from a yid's perspective, it's totally kosher. Once you do the shechita, it no longer did eivir minachai. From a guy's perspective, you don't have to do shechita, but the animal has to be dead. It has to be fully dead. You can shoot the animal in the head with a gun, but it has to be fully dead. So from a guy's perspective, there is eivir minachai. From a yid's perspective, which is bechidish, right? There's a case where a yid is eivir minachai. For a guy, it is eivir minachai. Depending on what din the brothers had, if they had a din of ben noyach, it was usher tit at that time. If they had, that's a Yosef held. If they had a din of a yid, it was mutter tit. That's a famous idea. Again, we just only because we touched it earlier a couple of days ago. Parshat Rechem. Am I going through now? But the point is, getting back to Mechas Chinuch. Once I shecht the two simanim, there's no longer any issur chavala. What's this? What issur is one doing by shechting on Shabbos? He's doing a chavala. He has a shama chavala. Once two simanim, rave two simanim are shechted, since it's halachik shechita, no longer is there a din chavala. No longer is there any issur being performed by cutting it further. Therefore, says there, Beis Shmuel, and our Gemara is not a kasha. We're establishing the Kohen Gadol, the Shechita of Reif Shnayim. The other Kohen comes and is Merik the rest. What was our problem? He's splitting up an Avayda, and you have a Kohen doing a partial Avayda on Yom Kippur, and it has been Teich HaShabbos, L'chari should be similar to Mila. The answer is that the first Kohen is doing the whole thing, and the second Kohen is doing nothing from a halacha perspective. Once he's cutting off the rest, it's already considered Nachavala, it's out of the realm of Chavala, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. Says Beis Shmuel further, he says very geshmak, based on this Mechas Chinuch, he says that's why our Gemara was very specific. Our Mishnah says, Kurtzai. Why did I pick Lashon of Kurtzai? It's a funny Lashon. Because Kurtzai, we said from the Pesukah, means murder. It means death. You can't want to distress. Once the Kohen Gadol finishes his component, of which is Shechting to Simanim, the animal has a status of being dead already. It's a murdered animal, so to speak. It's dead. And therefore, the second Kohen could be Merik and wouldn't run into any issue of chavala. One other question: Taisus on the bottom of Lambez and Beis, Taisus bothered. The Agamara says, if you're telling me that it's ma'akiv that the second kohen's merik is required, if the mar asked in the half meeting, the merik's required. If it's required, it comes out the avodah is being done by two people, not just by the kohen gadol. It's being done by achar, and we know in Yom Kippur the avodah has to be dafka by the kohen gadol. That is the Gemara's question. Taisus points out obvious taina that by shechita we know from our days in Chulin, that first you're not even allowed to pause in the middle of a shechita, but you certainly can't have a shechita done by two people. Shechita by two people is possible. Then in Chulin. So if a shechita by two people is possible, so what's the havamina that if the merik was requisite? The Mara says, you know why it's a problem? It's a problem because it's the avodah is not being done by Kohen Gadol. The avodah now has been partially being done by non-Kohen Gadol. There's another issue. The issue is the issue of shechita being done by Shnayim. Taisus Nakami. Taisus Enachami. The Mara could have asked that. The Mara could have also asked that's a problem of shechita by Shnayim. The Gemara asked the question about Yom Kippur later over here. It's got to be Dafka and Kohen Gadol, no one else. But the Gemara, without the question the Gemara asked, the Gemara could have also asked for the Gemara in Chulin, the L'chira, you cannot have a Shechita done by two people, so by definition, it can't be the Merik is really a part of the Shechita. Taisus then asks, the L'chira, why are you telling me that it's a problem of avodah b'achar? Since shechita is kasha bizarre, shechita is not such a kasha avodah we discussed in the past. So maybe, certainly, even if you tell me all avodahs of Yom Kippur have to be done by Kohen Gadol, maybe the shechita. Nah, Taisus says midar banan, it's zichah does, even if they're rice or not, midar banan, zichah had to be done by Kohen. And that may be what answer what we just mentioned very quickly. It's machlokes Ramban, Balmar, Rambam. What does it mean all avodahs of Yom Kippur have to be performed by the Kohen Gadol? It's machlokes to what extent it could be, at least according to Taisus, on a rabbinic level, all the avodahs, even the ones that are not, that weren't mamish ma'akiv to have a kohen mechlal, had to be done by the kohen gadol. That was at least on a, perhaps on a rabbinic level. That's Taisus' answer on the bottom of Lam Beis and Beis. Okay, says more further. Now we get to the main conversation of the day. Abaya Masada, this is going to take us till the rest of the daf. Abaya Masada Maracha Mishmei Gemara. Abaya was Masader the Maracha. It was really basically the order of the avodah of the day. Based on Mishpat the Gemara, literally means in the name of the Gemara, which they first discussed, either means it was Maser in the Beis Medrash. Some want to say, of course, this vayta means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, like we had the other day about Gemiri. Gemiri, we discussed from Rashi. Rashi's Gemiri means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We say Hilchas Gemiri, Rashi learns Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We say Rambam argues and says Gemiri just means we have Rambam held. It just means we have some sort of tradition from earlier Darvis that we know this to be the case, but we don't know the source necessarily. Again, over here also, we can interpret it both ways. We could say it's either Mamish Lachamish Sinai, or at least from the base of Medrash, they had this tradition that this is the order of Alibi Dabishol, according to Abishol, and here's the order. We spoke out to Machlekes Abishol Nechamim, what the order is. Particularly, we're focused on splitting up the Menorah. The five Neiris of Hatafis Menorah and the two Neiris were split up. What was it split with? Either with split with the Tamin, that is the there's Abishol's Malach, and that's the Malach we're going in now. The Chum argued as to what was done in between the Chum argued Abishol, as to what was done in the middle of the Menorah. Argamar is not going to focus on it right now. Maybe comes to tomorrow's daf, but we had it early in Masechta. Says the Gemara, Ali Ben Abishol, as follows. Marach Gedela Ketemis, the Marach HaShniyah Shekteris. The Marach HaGedela, the large pyre on the Mizbeach, goes before the smaller Marach of the Ketaris used to make on the Mizbeach, used to prepare for the Ketaris. But the Ketaris was actually done, was burnt in the Fnim, in the Mizbech HaPrimi. But on the Mizbech HaChitzen, you had the larger pyre, the larger Marach was set up, and then there was a smaller pyre set up in the corner that was a secondary pyre that was in the, was actually in the southwest corner of the Mizbech, and they would take from there coals and use it to set up the have coals on the Mizbech HaPrimi. So first goes the larger pyre, then goes the smaller one for the Keteris. Marach HaShish HaKeteris, the smaller Marach of the Keteris, that precedes the lining up of the two blocks of wood that was put again back by the Marach Gedela, by the large pyre. So the two blocks of wood are put there. That's only after they already set up the smaller pyre for the Keteris. The cedar of the two Gezeitzim precedes the Dishan. That's the Chumas, the taking off some of the ash from Mizbech HaPrimi. This should really remind everyone about Abam Kasha. We know the first Avayit of the day wasn't listed. We skipped it. What was the first Avayit of the day? Chumas HaDeshan. Chumas HaDeshan. Over here, we're setting up the order of what takes place. We didn't get to Tumah yet, but we're setting up, we will bring in the Tumah in a second, but we're setting up the order of what goes first. Chumas HaDeshan clearly goes first. All the Shemesh HaKasha, let's jump into Tashis. I won't bring it up now because the Gemara clearly references over here the Dishan of Mizbech HaPrimi. That's taking off some ash from Mizbech HaPrimi. What happened to the Dishan of Mizbech HaChitzen? What we call Chumas HaDeshan. Ask Tashis. Why is Chumas HaDeshan not listed first? That should be the first. Second Tesis from the top of the page. Tamali, Amayle Kachasher Nami Chumas HaDeshan, Tavi Nami Tchilas Avayda, Chayas, the first Avayda of the day. Tesis answers two answers. Tesis, first of all, we know it could be performed before Chatzais. Since it can perform before Chatzais, it's a long break. I mean, not before Chatzais, sorry. It can perform all the way from Chatzais. Since it can perform all the way from Chatzais, it's a long break between Chumas HaDeshan and these other Avaidas. These other ones were all done in succession, close to each other. So that means it's going to take us through the day, but it's done close, in succession, close to each other. Therefore, these are listed. Chumas HaDeshan, which could be done so many hours earlier, therefore it was listed. And so it says, one Tesis, another Tesis, very simple. It's done before daybreak. We're listing all the things that are done from daybreak. Chumas HaDeshan was done before daybreak, and therefore it wasn't on this list. But Anachami, Kulamalai Pligi, Chumas HaDeshan goes first. Yes.
Yeah, we did say that it could even be done before Chatzais. At the end of the first Hashmira, we said.
Correct, thank you, that's correct. Yes. We said on Yom Tevim, where the Azar was so full of people by the morning, that's correct. Very good. On Yom Kippur, it was after Chatzais. On a regular day, it was closer to daybreak. But on Yom Tevim, we said, even before Chatzais, that is correct. Yes, so exactly. So the point is, it could be done at many hours before the rest of Avodas, therefore it's not part of this list. Or, to other Torah says, it could be done at night, clearly. Exactly, it could be done at night. And therefore, it wasn't on this list. This list is things that were done from the morning. Okay, so we have again, just outside, we have Merach Gedela first, setting up. Merach Katana for the Keteris second. Shnei Gizra Eitzim on the Merach Gedela was third. Disha Mizbech HaPrimi, taking off ash from Mizbech HaPrimi, was fourth. Says the Gemara, V'disha Mizbech HaPrimi, Kaidah B'chadavis Chamesh Neiris. That's preceding the fifth, which is the five Neiris, easy to remember. Preparing the five lamps of the Menorah was the fifth in our Seder over here of the morning. But then we split. We didn't do all the Neiris at once. HaTavis Chamesh Neiris Kaidah B'tamin. That Tavis Chamesh Neiris comes before the Dhamma Tamid. Before doing the last two, we split up the Neiras with a separate Avaida. What Avaida? The Avaida of the Dhamma Tamid. You do Zrika of a Dhamma Tamid, which really means the Tamid was already shechted. Right? We didn't account for where when that took place. But the Dhamma Tamid, if you're doing Zrika of Dhamma Tamid, means the Dhamma Tamid is obviously already shechted. Okay. The Dhamma Tamid kaidim the Tavish Neiras. The Dhamma Tamid then is followed by the Atavish Neiras. The Atavish Neiras is followed by, it's kaidim, it precedes the Keteris, it precedes the actual act of burning the keteris on the mizbeach apnimi. Keteris can levarim. The keteris comes before the varim of the tamid, which then go on the mizbeach. They burn the mincha. They burn go before the mincha. This is talking about the mincha that comes with the tamid. With the mincha tamid every morning, the ayla, right? The tamid which was ayla came a mincha. So they varim are makta the mizbeach prior to the mincha being makta the mizbeach. Mincha. This mincha goes before the chavitin for the daily mincha the kain gadol brought. The kain gadol brought a daily mincha of chavitin. So the mincha of the tamid proceeds right before the mincha of the chavitin. Chavitin nesachim. The chavitin precedes the nesachim libations. Nesachim 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 precedes the mesafim on days. Obviously, with this musaf, that's not every day of the week. It's more Shabbos. Mesafim lebezichin. The mesafim precedes again bezichin. Also Shabbos bezichin. The two cups of levaina that were there on Shabbos together with the lechem upon him. So the mesafim precedes the bezichin. Bezichin the tamid shel ben arba'im. The bezichin precedes the tamid shel ben arba'im, which is of course the last carpet of the day. We finish all the kabbalas with the tamid. We did discuss again earlier in this pesachta. We did discuss. It was a little confusing with shkolim. I think it was earlier in this pesachta. We did discuss. It was earlier here that after maybe both. We had that after the tamid shabbat arba'im. We still did have. We actually had it. Sorry. We definitely had a pesach. We had a pesach as well in tamid nishchat. But we had it also. I think in Yuma that after the tamid shabbat arba'im, we also had the of course the menorah lighting the menorah. We had the keteris. There's keteris in the morning, keteris in the afternoon, the keteris in the afternoon, and the menorah after the tamid. But the last carbon of the day was the tamid shel ben arba'im, and that's the end of Abaye's list. Abaye is being besada the beracha shmei the gemara. That's the end of the list. The gemara now is going to go over, going to discuss the list itself. We're going to go through piece by piece. Amamar. Abaye said, "Maracha gedela kedavis maracha shnei shekteris." The maracha gedela precedes the smaller maracha of the keteris. Says the gemara. Manol, and how do we know this? The time you went to the Brisa, here Ayla al Maikta al Mizbeach al Ayla. This is the Ayla on the Maikta on the Mizbeach al Ayla. And the next words of the Pasuk is, Ve'esha Mizbeach tukad bay. So we say, the Ayla al Maikta al Mizbeach, says the Gemara, Zumaracha Gadela. That's the large Baracha, and it's written first. Ve'esha Mizbeach tukad bay, the Esha Mizbeach tukad bay, Zumaracha Shnei Shekteris. That's talking about the Mizbeach Shnei Shekteris, and that goes second. Now that's all great, assuming the Ayla al Maikta al Mizbeach, the Maikta refers to the big Baracha, and the Esha Mizbeach refers to the small Baracha. Epachana, maybe. It means the smaller Mizbeach, the smaller Maikta for the Keteris was first, and the larger pyre for the Mizbeach Achitz in general was second. It makes sense that the Merach Gedela that's done on the Mizbeach Achitz, where all the Kabbanas get burned up, all the Kabbanas get burned up there, it makes sense that's expressed that it's over the small Merach for the Keteris, for the Mizbeach Apnimi, which is only, the only thing that goes in it is the Keteris. It's the only thing that goes in it, so it's Kaprasa, not Merubah, it's opposite, Muat. It's only Keteris, as opposed to Mizbeach Chitzen, which is Kaparasan Meruva. Ask the Gemara, Adra Meracha is Shini Adifa, Shkem Achisim and Medal of Nim. What do you mean? Say the small Meracha is more Adifa, because it goes off Nim, it goes into the Hechel. The Mizbeach Pnimi, the name Pnimi, is in the Hechel, as opposed to the Mizbeach Chitzen, which is only in the Azara. So maybe the small Meracha should take precedence. Afilachi, Kaparasan Meruva Adifa. Kaparasan Meruva is an Adifa, is a stronger power. The fact that it affects more Kapara. Answer number one, Ibis Im, answer number two. Ila Mishkachas, Aitzel Merach Shnia, Mila Mamayel Merach Gedela, versus Gishmak Gateres. If you weren't able to find new wood for a second Merach, for a small Merach, for the Mizbeach Pnimi, you know where they would take the coals from? From the Merach Gedela. So that Merach Gedela also has the power to go Lefnim. The Merach Gedela, which is outside of the Mizbeach Achitzen, besides from being Kaparas Meruba, it also could go Befnim and be used for the Merach Pnimi in a case we don't have other wood. And therefore, it would take precedence. Just a side point, related to this Gemara, that Deris applies this Gemara to resolve in Shalos of Brachas. The case where they were discussing was a person who came in contact with, I think it was watermelon and a peach. Watermelon and peach. Peach, of course, is Eitz. Eitz goes before Adama. Watermelon is Adama. However, this person never had, either not in a long time, or ever had watermelon, so he's making a Shechiyanu also on the watermelon. So you have a peach, which is just Eitz. You have a watermelon, which is Adama, which really goes after Eitz, but also Shechiyanu. So which goes first? So he wanted to rule that you go, there was one side that was brought down in the conversation there, make a Shechiyanu, then make a Eitz on the peach, and then make Adama on the watermelon, but they didn't like it because then it looks like the Shechiyanu is going on the peach, but it's not, it's really going on the watermelon. So ultimately, the Pesach wants to make a bracha on the watermelon first, even though it's not, even though Adama is less chashuv than Eitz, less specific, and less chashuv than Eitz, make a bracha on the Adama because it comes together with Shechiyanu, and that's like kaparasa meruba. We're connecting this idea that it has more kapara, in this case, bracha is not much kapara, but has more brachas associated, that also would be a form of kaparasa meruba. That's the Adaris. However, Chashuk Yechemen, Rav Zubba Shashita, in his Sefer Chashuk Yechemen, he debates and says, not so simple. Is kaparasa, because he gets into a lump to Chakira, and we'll leave it at that. Is kaparasa meruba a simen? Or is it a Siba? Famous Yeshiva Shaila, is it a Siba? Meaning, is the fact that Kaparas Ruben, is that the Mila? In which case, anytime I have a bracha associated with something which has a few brachas, that would be the maila. Or no, maybe in our sugya, kapras merubah is the, it's not the reason. It's the raya. The fact that there is kapras merubah, that itself is a raya. That's more chashav. So over here, the fact that it's a has a shachyanu, the fact you may have more brachas, that doesn't say it's not a raya. It's more chashav. It's the mitzvah. It's the person that had this fruit, and therefore maybe you wouldn't have to bring a raya. But that's a chakira that chashir Rebbe had as an argamara whether kapras merubah is a raya, is a simen, is a simen, or is it a sibah, or is it gufa, the reason. Okay, says the Gemara further, Baracha Sheish HaKetaris, Kedavos to see the Sheikh Gizu Eitzim, the Baracha of the Keteris, the small Baracha, that precedes the two Gizu Eitzim, Menal Ham, you know, this Tachsiv, Ubir La Kayin Eitzim Babaika. Babaika, Pasu says, the Kayin will put on it wood, every kindle wood on it every morning, Alev Le Chaverta, we make a Diak. The Kayin's putting Shnei Gizu Eitzim, Aleha, on this fire, on the big, on the Maracha Gedela. But the fact that we're stressing Aleha, Mashmid, there's another Maracha that's not going on, namely, the smaller Maracha. So we see Mechlal, the Isla Chaverta, it means the smaller Maracha already exists, and that's when we're putting on it, that's when we're putting on the Shnei Gizu Eitzim. So we see you have the bigger Maracha, smaller Maracha second, and then Shnei Gizu Eitzim goes third, after the two Marachas already exist, and you put it on the bigger one. Effective, but you need to let's tell me where you put the Shnei Gizu Eitzim, that it goes directly on the pyre, and it's not extra to teach me to make a diak Aleha, and not on its friend, on the smaller one. You can't make the diak once I need it for itself. Where it says still, Treyalekasiv. It says Aleha twice. One Aleha tells me it's got to go, the Shnei Gizu Eitzim go Aleha on the pyre, on the Maracha Gedela. The second Aleha tells me that Aleha on it, and not on its friend, but that means the friend exists. That means the smaller maracha already exists. Okay, so big maracha, small maracha, then we have the Shnei Gizu Eitzim, and then we said, see the Shnei Gizu Eitzim, kind of dishim mizbech mimi. The two Gizu Eitzim goes before the ashes, removal of the ashes from the inner mizbeach. The more bavarns, both psukim, both by the Shnei Gizu Eitzim and by the Tisha Mizbech B'nimi, the pasuk says Babaker Babaker. By both of them, Afilachim Machshir Adif. The Shnei Gizu Eitzim is a machshir. It prepares the maracha for being ready for karbanos to be machter on it, and therefore the machshir takes precedence. The Tisha Mizbech B'nimi is not a machshir. A machshir takes precedence. Machshir by Niv. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean that we're calling the Shnei Gizu Eitzim a machshir? Shnei Gizu Eitzim va'amr Shnei Gizu Eitzim la machshir de'lazli. You tell me the Shnei Gizu Eitzim is a machshir, but you said before the Shnei Gizu Eitzim go on the large maracha, so the Gemara is bothered that the Gemara assumed you call it a machshir, meaning somehow it's a machshir for the keteris, but it's not. It's going on the bigger maracha. Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar b'yirma shem eitz. The shein eitz is considered a machshir. Meaning you're right. Even though these shnei gizu eitzim are not machshir for the mizbeach ha-panimi, that I consider a machshir, but the shame eitz in general is a machshir. Once the shame eitz is a machshir, so we say that goes takes precedence over the dish mizbeach ha-panimi. Amar b'yirmiya shum eitz. I'm sorry, you said that. Ravina is answering a whole new teretz to the kasha. First, point out it's a little bit interesting. The Ravina Yaakov points out Ravina is clearly a whole new teretz, and even Rav Ashi would seemingly also be a new teretz of the whole question to begin with. Ravina amar heskel b'maracha geimer. Simple. I start a maracha. The Maracha Gedela. I went to the Maracha Ketana. Now, the Shnei Gizu Eitzim are part of the Maracha. So it makes sense to finish Marachas before going to Disha Mizrach Benimi. Simple answer, not getting involved with Machshir, not Machshir. Simple new answer. You finish the Marachas before getting into other Avedas. Rav Ashi Amar, Ilay Mashkach Eitzim, the Maracha Shnia, Milay Ma'al Maracha Gedela. Rav Ashi says, as far as we just said before, earlier in the Daf, if I don't find Eitzim for the Maracha Shnia, for the small maracha, would I not bring for the maracha gedela, and therefore the Shnei Gizu Eitzim takes precedence? Rav Ashi l'chayre, this is what makes the maracha a little choppy. Rav Ashi l'chayre is not saying a fully new teretz; he's going back on the machshir teretz. Again, we said the Shnei Gizu Eitzim goes before the mizbeach panimi because you want to be machshir the mizbeach panimi for the keteris before you take off the ash. Ask the Gemara: the Shnei Gizu Eitzim don't go on the mizbeach panimi; they go on the bigger mizbeach. So what are you calling it a machshir? Gemara says you're right; it's a machshir of wood in general, and therefore, since wood's a machshir, it goes before the Tisha Mizbeach HaPnimi. It says Ravina, whole new teretz, that goes first because you finish the state of Maracha. It says Rav Ashi, the way I understand it, back on the first teretz of Machshir, that it is considered Shnei Gizu Eitzim, even though it's part of the Maracha Gedela of the Adar Mizbeach. It's not part of the Mizbeach, since in a case where you have no special wood for the Inner Mizbeach, you'd go to that wood for the Adar Mizbeach, therefore it's right to call it a Machshir, even for the Inner Mizbeach, and therefore it takes precedence over the Dishan Mizbeach HaPrimi. Okay, Dishan Mizbeach HaPrimi, the Dishan Mizbeach HaPrimi comes before the Chamash Neiris, before the five Neiris. My time, why? I'm a Gemara. I'm a Abaye Gemara Garminala. I have a Masaira that this is the order. Svara laid out, but I don't know the Svara. Interesting. What's he adding? Okay, he says Gemara, Gemara. I have a Gemara, but I don't know what the Svara is. Okay. Rav Amrava says, Krish Lakish, I'll tell you the Svara. Rav says, the Farshim actually ask. Well, the Farshim asked a few questions, but the first of all is, did Abaye not have any? What's Abaye adding? Often, you know, when we mark quotes, someone says an answer. So to say an answer, I don't know the answer, is a little bit fair. Obviously, essentially, Abaye is answering, I have such a Masera. Don't question the order. I have the Masera, but I taka don't have the reasoning behind it. Rav Amarav says, the reasoning is like, Rish Lakish, Eim Avirin al-Mitzvah. It's very simple. We have a klal, Eim Avirin al-Mitzvah. And therefore, once you're passing the Mizbeach, you do Mizdishi Mizbeach Pimi first, then the Menorah, because the Hatavas Chamesh Neiris is by the Menorah, and we'll explain in a second on the base, that the Menorah was, the Kain, when he goes to Flim, he reaches the Mizbeach before the Menorah. So we do it first. Ask them at first. Abaye says, I have a Gemara, but I have a Svara. This is a very Geshmak Svara. Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. You don't pass over Mitzvah. Does Abaye not agree to this concept of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs? Rashi, by the way, says, what's the source of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs? Rashi, the source is, Ushmartem es ha-matzvahs, which we darsh to mean, Ushmartem es ha-mitzvahs. Watch the matzvahs, watch the mitzvahs. Don't let the mitzvahs become chametz. Don't let the mitzvahs become stale. You do the mitzvahs as soon as possible. Great. So that's the source of Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. But ask them at first. That's why we're doing the Mizbeach Pimi first before the Menorah. Disha Mizbeach is before the Menorah. But the question is, does Abaye not agree to this concept? So Sosama says, beautiful. Sosama says, Avada Abaye agrees in Shas the idea of Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs. He agrees all over, we have a concept of Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs. Abaye was bothered that, is there a source to say that the Dishan of the Mizbeach HaPanimi precedes the Menorah without using Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs? And if you think about it, will be nafkamina, because let's say the Kayan happened to pass the Mizbeach, he's already near the Menorah. So Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs will not tell me that he's got to do Mizbeach first because he already passed it. He's by the Menorah now. So maybe in that such a case, you do the Menorah first if it's only out Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs. If, however, it's a Seder and the order is that the Dishan of Mizbeach HaPanimi has to go before Menorah, that would apply even in a case where he passed the Menorah. He'd have to go back, pass the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and he's by the Menorah, he'd have to go back to Mizbeach HaPanimi first, and therefore, that's why Abaye was saying, I don't have a clear right. Of course, I know Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs, but I don't have a clear. So it's like Sasemes, Abaye held Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs is not a clear riot to this din. In most cases it works, but it doesn't work across the board. I'm not sure if I don't have a clear raya that would apply even without Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs. As I, that's as Fasem is learned in Abai. Okay, says the more top of base, Vichy, Ail Lehechel, when the Kain goes to the Hechel, Mizbeach Pagaresha, first thing the Kain encounters is the Mizbeach. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Shulchan Mitzafah, we know the Shulchan is the north. Mashachman Akaisa Sheikh Amos Mechza, 2.5 hours away from the northern wall of the Hechel. Menorah Bedar Menorah is in the south. Meshulchan Benakaisa Ashtei Amos Umechta 2.5 hours away from the southern wall. Remember, we spoke out many times already in the past few months of what person wants to get wealthy. Where does he daven? Towards the north. The north represents the Shulchan, represents bread, represents the Lechem HaPanim. The south represents the Menorah. Menorah is the Torah. Reitz Hashiachim. When he wants to get smart, he should daven with his mind, with his body facing towards the south. That's Yadrim. He should go towards the south because that's Menorah. That's Chachma. Okay, but what is the, yeah? So the Shulchan is in the north. The Menorah is in the south. Both 2.5 hours away from the northern and southern walls, respectively. The Mizbeach Aprimi was smack in the middle of the Heichel, but here's the keywords that we need. And it was drawn in a little towards the outside. It was drawn in towards the entrance, towards the Ulam. Drawn it towards the entrance. So the first thing the Kain is going to hit is the Mizbeach, because first of all, it's center. It's right in the middle of the Heichel. And it's also a little closer to the entranceway than the Menorah and the Shulchan. In order, by the way, that it shouldn't completely be in between the Menorah and the Shulchan, separate them, in order that the Menorah and the Shulchan could have a straight visibility from one to the other. Okay. Says the Gemara. So therefore, the Menorah, the Shulchan was the first spot that he touches, Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs. And therefore, it goes first. Why is it mashach kibba towards the door? Why can it be smack in the middle between the menorah and the shulchan? Why is it a little bit drawn in towards the door? It's the markim dechsivas menorah nechich shulchan, because the menorah should be corresponding facing opposite the shulchan. We have to have it. There's nothing in between them. We have to, so to speak, beinan dechazu hadad. They have to, so to speak, see each other, and having the shulchan in between the mizbeach in between the shulchan and the menorah would preclude it from seeing each other fully. So it's drawn in a little closer. But the bottom line is, Eim Avirin al-Mitzvahs has the Kayan hitting up the Mizbeach HaPanimi first, therefore does Dishan first, and then he goes to the Menorah. Amar Rav Shmamina. Interesting, this is with this halacha we do every day with our tefillin. Shmamina Midrash Lakish Aburi Dara Ataitafa Aser, bypassing the tefillin Shayad with the tefillin Shal Reish is aser. Hey, what should you do? Madrila tatafa. First do the arm and then do the head. Rashi seems to learn this talking about the placement of tefillin. That one should first put on the tefillin shiad, then the tefillin shall raise. Tais is bothered because that's the fair pasuk. Shat mois ayadecha v'yut tatafis benedecha. It says clean the pasuk, putting on the yad first and then shall raise. You don't need the sin of imavino mitzvah for that. The appetite learns it means what we do when we put away our tefillin. When we put away our tefillin, we take off the shall raise first and we put it on the side of the bag. That when we take off a shiad second and put it in the bag, that the next day when we reach into our bag, our hands will reach first for the shal yad. Because the shayad goes on first, therefore we put it away in a manner that will lead to us not being over mavirul mitzvahs by being able to by reaching first for the shayad. Okay, says Gemara. The cleaning of the five lamps comes before the tabatabi, the tabatabi comes before the shenaris, and the tabatabi comes before the shenaris. By time, why are we splitting up the naris with the tabatabin? Because the pasuk says by shenigiz eitzim, ba biker, which is not necessary. The pasuk says with beer alah kain eitzim ba biker, and we're saying that that's not necessary because we already learned the svara that's a machshir. Since it's a machshir, that was the next step of the after the two marachas comes shenigiz eitzim. So if it's not needed for the ba biker, tell me that it goes. It's order in the morning. I have those two babaykas extra. We say as follows: Shadim lachah chashad the tavis chamish neiros, the kavi damet tamin chashad the damet tamin, the kavi tavis chamish neiros. I take the tavis shnei neiros. I take one babayka. I put it by the chamish neiros, telling me that babayka makes it first. It goes prior to the damet tamin, and the second babayka goes by the tamin. It tells me it goes prior to the shnei neiros. Elaborates. Chashad the tavis chamish neiros, the kavi damet tamin, the hachat klas of hachat trei. I'm applying one babayker to the five lamps, the menorah. Teach me it goes first, because now I have a total of three babaykers, legabe the first part of cleaning the menorah, the five lamps, and hachatrei, where's by the tamid now, by adding one babayker, I'm up to two babaykers. I'm on three, so three still obviously beats out two. And one babayker is put on the tamid, the kamid tavas shenaris, that should take precedence over the hatavas shenaris. Why? Afagav dachatrei, vachatrei, even though now they're both trei, the shenaris is trei, because shenaris also has trei, like the five nairs, has two babaykers, whereas the damatamid together with the babaykers borrowing from shenigiz reitzim is also only at two. Still, afagav dachatrei, vachatrei, mechaper adif. Damatamid is mechaper, and mechaper takes precedence over the shnei neiros, preparing shnei neiros, which is not a mechaper. Again, the five neiros takes precedence because it has three babaykers now. Therefore, it goes before damatamid. But damatamid, which has two babaykers, goes before the remaining two lamps in the menorah, which has two babayker, because the damatamid is a mechaper. Maybe you should apply one of these babaykers to disha mezeach apnimi, to the kamed damatamid, and let the disha mezeach apnimi precede the damatamid. The hachat lasa vachatrei. Because here is move three by the Mizbech HaPnimi now, by the Dishon, and HaChashrei, whereas by the Damatamid will be two. V'chachad the Damatamid, and then put one of Babaiker on the Damatamid, the Nikta Matavis Chamish Neiris, then it goes before Chamish Neiris, the Afakab Dachachrei, Vachachrei, Mechaper Adif. Again, same Svara, that Damatamid is Mechaper, therefore be Adif, but like this, it'll go before, instead of putting a Babaiker by the Menorah giving it three, the Chamesh Neiris Menorah giving it three babaykers, put the two babaykers, one by Disha Mizbech HaPnimi, let it go first before the Damatamid, put a second by Damatamid, that Damatamid has two babaykers, which is equal to two babaykers there by the Menorah, and the Damatamid will go first because it's a Mechaper before the Menorah totally, not in the middle of the Menorah. Says the Gemara, Imkein, Afsukim, Mefaskalu. If you would do that, you wouldn't have a split of the Menorah. Exactly, that's exactly the issue. You wouldn't be splitting up with what would you be splitting the five and the two of the Menorah. Says the Gemara. So that's only a question according to Reish Lakish. Hanich Reish Lakish Amar Lama Mativin V'Chayz Mativin. Why are we made to the Menorah? Pause and continue further afterwards. Can Hagish cause Arab Kula in order that the entire Azara should be aroused? Shapers. So according to this, it would be fine just to wait. You don't have to have an avoid in between. Any waiting which creates like a little bit more of a rash, a tumult in the preparation of the Menorah is good enough. So you don't have to wait with avoid. They're just waiting alone, doing nothing. Reikunis is also going to be fine. Elar b'yechon adam b'baker b'baker, he darshes the pasuk b'baker b'baker to tell me chalkel shem b'karam, separated into two mornings, meaning separated with an avaida. Mike, remember, what are you going to say? There has to be an avaida in between, and since there has to be an avaida in between, it makes sense that you're doing the damatamin not before the menorah, but in between the chamish neiros and the two neiros. And if that's the case, b'baker that's extra from the shekiz reitzim will not be used for disha mizbech panimi and for damatamin, but rather you're going to use, like we said before, suggested before, that one b'baker is used for the five neiros of the menorah, and the second b'baker is used for the dam tamid going before the last Judas Menorah. I'm going to have you there, Vashi. Hi, babaker, the eitzim, mimiyater. Your whole premise was based on the fact that babaker, the eitzim is extra because it's a machshir. Didn't we need it for itself to tell me that it goes before the merachah shnia of the k'tayris? Says Gemara, Amar lei, v'lav mi akimna, didn't we say, alev lechaverta? We already established that for carrot that the larger merachah was first, the second smaller merachah was second, and shnei gezurei etzim only went afterwards, only came third. Don't tell me you need to tell me that the shnei gezurei etzim precedes the smaller merachah. Adrab, we learn from the lashon of aleha that the small merachah exists. B'shas, you have the shnei gezurei etzim, and the shnei gezurei etzim goes on the bigger merachah, but it's only going after the bigger and smaller merachah already set up. Says the Gemara, "Mechal dis the chaverta." We see from over here from that drasha that already that the chaverta exists. Sorry, so the Gemara really is rejecting that havmina. Don't tell me a havmina that you need a biker to tell me that the shnei gezurei etzim goes before the merachah ketana. It does not, because the aleha tells me that I already have the bigger merachah, small merachah, and I'm putting the shnei gezurei etzim on the bigger one. But they both, the bigger and smaller, already exist. Ask the Gemara, "Maishna to avid hatavas chamish neiros pereisha, navid hatavas shnei neiros pereisha." Who told you? Good, you split up the menorah. Who told you do 5 and 2? Maybe do 2 then 5. Once you start, you do the rave, the navet shist, okay, then do 6. Because the pasuk says betivas and neiros plural, so we know that in no time you need to do less than 2 lamps. The minimum of shnayim of plural is shnayim, so you have to leave over at least 2. Says Gemara. That tav of 2 neiros, we're going to stop over here. Let's just read these last words. That tav of 2 neiros, kedemus and teres. First it says Betivas Neiros, then it says Yaktirena. So first goes the Hatavah Shnei Neiros, then goes the actual Aktaras Aktaris. We're still in the middle of the going through the Seder of the Maracha that Abayah is Masader, but we'll have to finish the rest in Mitzvah Shem.